A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the ages. This is the word of the God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for remembering that we are but flesh. Thank you for your rich mercy that forgives our sins. Help us to always remember that you are our rock and our redeemer. And grace us by your Spirit to respond appropriately. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking about a series of dyads, and before I touch on the one for this morning about ancient future worship, there's so much in the book, Ancient Future Worship, that I'm so grateful that Bob left us. I think in many ways he really did save the best for last. And I've not yet read Who Gets to Narrate the World, but I'm betting there's more of the best that was saved till last as well. One of the things that really captured me as I read Ancient Future Worship is all of the focus on Jesus and how everything culminates in him. Not only is he the second Adam, but he's the new Moses. He's the new Joshua. He's the new David. He is the new manna. He is the new living water. I think we sang about the water that came from the rock this morning. Everything that's prefigured in the Hebrew Scriptures culminates and climaxes in Jesus, and we get the full revelation of him. And it occurred to me as I was reading it that there are these series of dyads, and we've talked about how in ancient future worship it is both Trinitarian and Christocentric, that it always engages both word and symbol. This morning I want to talk about for a minute how it is both communal and missional. There's both an inward focus and an outward focus. And the headwaters of this are in the triune God himself. We have in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit the prototypical, quintessential, ultimate community. All of this mutual love, giving to one another, deferring to one another. And how did it express itself? So appropriately in mission. Beginning in creating something, imagining something, and creating something outside himself. I love James Weldon Johnson. I'm lonely. God said, I'm lonely. I think I'll make me a world. I love that. I'm lonely. I think I'll make me a world. If you've never read God's Trombones, do yourself a favor and hie thee to the local library and check yourself out a copy and prepare for some of the most delightful reading you'll ever encounter. I was about 12 or 13 when I stumbled onto it in a public library. I was transfixed, and it's never let go of me. I'm lonely. I think I'll make me a world. And he imagines things that had never existed before. I remember when Harold Best talked about that. Think about the angelic order when all of a sudden there was a whirlpool nebula. No one had ever imagined one. And all of a sudden it was imagined and spoken forth by the eternal Logos. What is that? They had to be scratching their heads. There'd never been a zebra. All of a sudden, there was one. There'd never been an octopus. All of a sudden, there was one. He imagined it and called it forth out of nothing by the power of his voice. there'd never been a human eye. There'd never been a human reproductive system. Think about the angelic creation, the angelic order observing this. I'm lonely. I think I'll make me a world. But the mission didn't stop there. When the world that he created betrayed him and turned its back on him, he went on the rescue mission of the ages. And he sent his only son, eternally begotten before all the worlds, sent him on a rescue mission to come and get us back, to bleed and die, to be born, to bleed and die as one of us, and to be raised again by his mighty power to rescue us and reawaken all creation back to his goodness, back to his love. Ancient future worship is both communal, that mandatum novum, I give you a new commandment. That's where we get the term Maundy Thursday, from that new commandment, that mandatum. I give you a new commandment. As he washed feet that night, took up a towel and knelt down and washed feet, he said, I give you a new commandment. You've heard, love one another as you love yourselves. I say, love one another as I have loved you. Serve one another. Go on mission. Go on mission. Let what's going on inside your community, that love that is richer than we've ever imagined, let that spill over just like it did out of the triune God in mission, in giving, in serving. We've talked a little bit about we've talked a little bit about how in our context, so many of us are music people, worship leaders, music and arts people, ministers of music, whatever the terminology is in your context. So many of us are in that role. And we don't get to make the final decision what happens on Sunday mornings. Somebody else does. And that's okay. The scripture says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. It's okay. But let me tell you where you can be a servant leader. And I'm so thankful to Tim Borchert for inviting me to come and share with the Cooperative Baptists in Tennessee a couple of months ago. And he had this emphasis on family. Let it begin in your families. Let it begin in your families. You can begin to initiate ancient future worship right in your home. If you're single, you can find a couple of friends. And begin doing this that we're learning to do. Let that worship be Trinitarian and Christocentric. Let it engage both word and symbol. Let it be both communal and missional. It will begin to awaken you to new life like you've never imagined. We can do it wherever we are. And if we get it going in enough homes and enough families, eventually it'll affect the higher powers. It'll affect the churches. It is infectious. It's wonderful and life-giving.